We're live. This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portus, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 11, Second Meeting with the Witch. Jesse's home, Saturday, 10 a.m. Jesse, Prince of the ABC, and was Prince of the Residence Assembly, conspired by SMS and homing pigeon for Paul, Prince of the FAMC, to meet, despite him, the mysterious Dr. Y, who is in fact the witch in love with him. A mess in SMS allows Paul to be suspicious. Finally, Jesse will find Paul in the forest in search of the mysterious Dr. Y. Was I do it or what?
Oh, go ahead. Send him the first SMS. Me, I send to him a homing pigeon.
Okay, I'm going to start. Resident Assembly, Thursday. Essential presence. Comment.
Well received. Not possible. No comment.
Comment. Mandatory. Accept. Vital excuse.
Vital excuse. Dr. B. Ayurvedic treatment. No more comment.
Need for a second opinion. Dr. Y. Refused. No more comment.
Who is Dr. Y? Give me comment.
Yuvasoklova Olaskohova Mika Loskaya. Impossible. Give comment.
Need details on doctor. Place of work. Medicinal method.
Quiet. Sante. Home. Therapist. New. Old. Age. Friend Doc B.
Where home? Mandatory comment.
GB FF plot M2066. Only solar.
More precision. GB FF. Thank.
Sorry. No comment.
Accepted. End.
Jess, I think he guessed what GB FF means. I send immediately another roaming pigeon to confuse him with this message. LBTH plot Z1899. No solar.
Okay, super! Damn! I almost answered him. Okay. Solar. It makes it easier to find.
Friend of Dr. B also. That must have put him on the track.
For sure.
Damn! A new message from Paul.
Greenbelt. GB. FF. Fertile Forest. Plot M2066. Incorrect.
I answer who you do it. Do it. I'm worried.
Correct. Well done. Send homing pigeon.
You, me, precision.
You, now another sick.
Okay, to be continued. End.
Was. Is it three or five homing pigeons who are sick?
Three, I'm sure. He's as funny to Dr. B. I'm sure of that. She had to tell him where Dr. Y live. I like her, but she's a Frenchy girly. She must like to chat and talk to 4 hours.
She didn't have time. Paul found it almost immediately. She must have been extremely brief.
Sad. She must have suffered.
If Paul finds out the truth, we're screwed.
I should text to that nice Dr. B.
He's not going to be happy that we're trying to hook him up with Y.
Maybe she consulting Sante.
If I want to marry Princess Portus, I don't see any other way.
Oh, maybe she water a medical plant at home.
He has to fall for it, at all costs.
Maybe she cook. She has to make a vegetable meal.
Once this is done, Princess Portus will no longer have a choice. Me or death.
Or maybe she read in Sanskrit a book of... I'm ready. Let me answer. Need consultation. Digestion problem.
Sent homing pigeon 5 minutes ago. Confirm receipt.
Receipt confirm. Diarrhea.
No roundworms. No salmonella. Comment.
What case? Histoplasmosis. Pistosmosis. Comments.
Piss treatment. Doc. Deoxycycline.
Thank you, Dr. B. See you.
Where are you?
Bye bye.
But what have you done? You've just texted to Paul, not Dr. B. Oh, no, that's going to... That's chaos now, for sure.
Oh, I am desolated.
Damn. Okay, I need to see him before... Oh, here he comes. Okay, you, get out of here. Run away. Disappear.
I disappear immediately.
Hey, hello. I'm here, my dear prince of the FMC.
What are you doing in GBFF at this late hour?
Well, I'm here to consult, reflect, analyze, predict, diagnose, remedy, treat, heal, cure.
I'm looking for, what's her name already? Oh, yes, Yuvlaskovsky or something.
Yuvlasklova Mikhailovskaya. Finally, you decided to consult her.
Dr. B, convince me.
Rumor has it that she is of noble blood. This should make her more attractive to you, right?
Right.
And you will probably want, after she has seen you, to form a professional relationship regarding the benefits of your ARG in the medical field.
Right.
And in the event that as an affinity is revealed, you deepen your relationship to the point of establishing an intimate connect common project, which will be sanctified by the kingdom authority specializing in matriarchal affairs.
Right.
Well, let's go. I know where she lives. The fertile forest is dense and the path is filled with mystery and all kind of creatures.
I see in the distance a shadow fast approaching. Would it be her already?
Probably. This Yukasala Olaskaya Miloskovaya is as beautiful as our Princess Portus, if not more. You will like her at first glance, I'm convinced.
I'm surprised by your poetic sense, your generosity, and I appreciate the help you give me. Forgive my old resentment against your dirty character, dear friend.
Here she is.
There they are. You, the dirty beast of ABC. And you, my beautiful and my faithful friend of the FMC. How happy I am to meet you in this forest area, this sanctuary reserved for noble and mystical souls. You can run away, Prince of Juk, traitor. Leave us alone, me and my alter ego, my soulmate, my love.
Prince of ABC, please, I accompany you. Don't leave me alone.
Why should I grant you this privilege? This beautiful and good woman loves you. Accept her love. Finally, be happy.
I promise to exempt you from the ARG and the COC. But out of pity, take me with you. This Yugoslav Ola something terrifies me. It's the first time that a woman scares me so much.
Okay, all right. This request from you is catastrophic for me. But I accept it because I intend to derive significant advantages for my financial affairs. All right, come on. This woman is not a woman. She's a witch. Let's save ourselves by going this way.
Disbeliever, iconoclast, profane blasphemer, human monster technocrat, my revenge will be terrible. You have humiliated me. Me, Yuvaloska Ulakoska Mikhailovskaya. May help a darkness fall on you in a rain of vicious blood of frog. Viper, it should be cooked.
Wow, we ran like little imps fleeing paradise.
No, like angels fleeing hell.
What? Wow, what a night. I don't want to remember it, but business has been good, despite everything, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I'm disappointed. This witch will haunt my wakings, my nights, and what's in the middle?
You have had a reversely jubilant initiatory experience.
Shut up, Bison James.
No way.
Whisper then.
I hate it.
Mumble in this case.
Okay, but don't spy on me.
You deserve so little.
Damn, I just got a homing pigeon to poop on my head.
Ah, justice has been done. Good evening.
The end. This concludes our 11th radio episode, The Second Meeting with the Witch. What is interesting with this making of is the possibility that we reveal non-official unseen relations with the complicity of some characters. We are not going to make a thesis of applied psychology as a forest environment. We would, however, exaggerate one day that an explanation will be asked. Meanwhile, it's always time to be fun, fair, and square. See us for the 12th episode, The King's War, signed AGBS. This is the work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice. Excellent. Excellent. Good.